on this St. Patrick's Day. The celebrations across the country, they're back after a several-year hiatus. That includes, of course, Scituate, Abington, and Boston. But we have another more historic Irish connection to tell you about this morning. And it, believe it or not, it's tied into the town of Plymouth. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Donna Curtin. She's the Executive Director of the Pilgrim Hall Museum. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Christine.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting. I've been seeing news stories about the shipwreck, the Sparrowhawk, and I love stories like this. And this was, I believe, a vessel that was that off the coast of the Cape in about, what, the 1620s, 1626? Is that when it
Absolutely.
Crashed?
Absolutely. Governor Bradford gives the account in his journal, and he says in 1626, a vessel foundered off the area of what is today Orleans and Chatham. And it foundered, and it happened to be carrying a group of Irish men and women who were on their way down to Virginia as indentured servants to grow tobacco. But they ended up with the Pilgrims in Plymouth, which is kind of an astonishing story that has been forgotten for a long time.
I don't know much about that. Could you tell our listeners a little bit more?
Sure. Well, we're getting our information from the physical remains of the wreck that was rediscovered at the time of the American Civil War. And people were very excited. They connected it with that earlier 17th century story and began to look into the details of it. So there's two things. One is the story of who were the people who were on the ship and what ultimately happened to them. They were first found by the Nauset Native Americans down on Cape Cod and directed up to the English colony at Plymouth. And they stayed there for almost a year and then eventually went down to Virginia. And we lose their story at that point. We don't know what happened to those people, and that's one of the big questions we're looking at. But what we do have is this remarkable shipwreck that was taken and when it was found in the 19th century and ended up coming into the collection of the museum. It looks like this enormous heap of, you know, dark, gnarly dinosaur bones. They're huge, heavy timbers, and they form the keel of this 17th century ship, or so we thought for many years. But a couple of years ago, we came into connection with a group of scientists, including from the Vasa Museum in Stockholm, Dr. Hawker. He's their director of research, a wonderful scholar of dendrochronology and timber science from the Saxo Institute at the University of Copenhagen. They heard about our shipwreck. They wanted to come down and study it. And we've been waiting 2 years for their results. They just got released this month and were able to say that the vessel is indeed dated to the early 17th century and could be this ship, this first ship bringing Irish into New England, even though it was only a temporary visit.
That is fascinating. Now, are you going to be having more kinds of exhibits and tie-ins to this, do you see, in the upcoming future?
Well, we're planning a major exhibit. Everybody's going to have to hold their breath a little. We would like to have an exhibit in 2026. That will be the 400th anniversary of the actual shipwreck event. And that's going to give us time to do, you know, we love the idea of bringing science into the work of history that we do. And that gives us time to maybe try to do a digital reconstruction if we 3D modeled some of the remaining timbers. So we would know what the ship looked like when it was entire. And I think one of the things we're going to learn is this was a pretty rickety, pretty unimpressive vessel to be crossing the Atlantic Ocean with.
Well, this is a fascinating story. And Donna, if people want to find out more information about this story and about the Pilgrim Hall Museum, how can they do that?
Well, it's always best to go to our website, pilgrimhall.org, and our social media pages have some of the more recent updates of this just-breaking research.
Oh, this is terrific. And again, thank you so much for joining us. That's Donna Curtin. She is the director of the Pilgrim Hall Museum. Appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Christine.
You're welcome. We'll be back after this.